There's a widening wealth gap between the haves and the have-nots. So which side of the divide are you on? And how do you bridge the gap? Gain greater economic control, freedom, security for yourself and your loved ones. Welcome to Closing the Wealth Gap. The one show, the only show with weekly workable tips, ideas, suggestions for average income learners like you, like me, on how to regain control of your financial future. From the man who's helped millions, Tyrone French. Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, Paul. I am so excited to be here today. We have a lot to talk about. And what I'm finding is that when we talk about closing the wealth gap, a lot of people really don't understand what wealth really is.
You know, you said that before the show, and you teased me a bit. Maybe we'll throw this out for the audience. What's the difference between rich and wealthy? I think of them as synonyms. They mean the same.
Think about it. When somebody is rich, basically, let's say if they're making, they're multimillionaires.
Right.
Basically, they may have a lot of assets. Their asset column is stuffed, but they may not have a lot of cash. They may not have cash flow. So they have a lot of stuff, but they don't have access to cash. So a lot of rich people are actually cash poor.
You can't cash in on your riches because they're all tied up somewhere.
They're all tied up somewhere. And so in the case of emergency, you may have to sell property. You may have to sell the boat. You may have to sell the car. You may have to sell the jewelry, the Rolex. You don't have access to capital. You don't have access to, you have property, but you don't have cash.
And you can't take advantage of opportunities when they come up either, not
exactly.
Just the bad times. There's an opportunity presents itself, but you can't, my money's tied up elsewhere.
It's tied up. When you're wealthy, wealthy people don't have to worry about cash. They don't have to worry about income because wealth is measured in time. Let me say that again.
Wealth is measured in time.
Wealth is measured in time. Let me give you an example. Let's say if somebody, their expenses is like maybe $5,000 a month.
Okay.
And let's say they have $5,000 in the bank, checking account, savings account. Their wealth is actually equivalent to 1 month.
It's how much time you can buy.
It's how much time. So it's measured in days, weeks, months, years, decades. So the difference between somebody that's wealthy, when they've accumulated like perpetual income, what we call passive income.
Right. It just shows up. The check arrives at the door. That oil and gas lease, that annuity, something just arrives.
That life insurance product that you tapped into, whatever it is, that business that you started, that network marketing business, your small business, whatever it is. Once you've created a cash flow or a stream of income, whereas let's say if it's you got $5,000 a month coming in and your expenses are $5,000 a month, at that point, not only are you wealthy, but your income is infinite.
And you're independent.
And you're independent.
You're not dependent on others or the market or something else. Yeah.
Right. So most people are programmed to work for income. They're conditioned to work for that income. So if they get to the point whereas they can no longer work, what happens to the income?
Yeah.
It stops.
Isn't that the fear we talked about before? The aging baby boomers here. We never worried about the future. We live for today. Live for the moment. You know, don't worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow take care of itself. That was what was different than our previous generation, the World War II generation I grew up, my parents' generation. That works until you can't work. And that's the problem we're all facing now. Oh, my God, I haven't saved anything. How am I? I'm going to be the longest lived generation in history. Many of us are going to live into our 90s or beyond, and we don't have 90 days worth of cash on hand.
Exactly. So the problem is, if you haven't prepared, because again, that wealth gap is widening based on that time.
Big
if you didn't
time.
Prepare, what do you start? What is the first? What is your first step? What is your pathway to wealth? The first thing that you have to do, I liken it to going into a shopping center or a mall. And the minute you get in, you walk into that exit and you're in that entrance, you're going to see a directory.
Yeah, and that, right. And you got to decide, where do I go first?
Where do I go? But it's going to help you. It's going to say, you are here.
It does say that on the map. It says,
yeah,
you are here.
You are here. Why is it doing that? Because it's if you have a goal to go shopping at XYZ location.
Or you got three things you got to buy today.
It's going to tell you, well, this is your starting place. This is where you are. Why? It's giving you reference. It's giving you a bearing. And then you take that bearing, and then whether you go left, go right, go up, go down, you pretty much, you're setting a goal or a path for getting from point A to point B.
And it also helps you avoid all, if you just wander up and down, you get distracted.
It adds clarity, and it adds focus.
Yeah, because when I go shopping, I want to get in and get out. I don't want to spend all day like so many do. I have three or four things I want to buy. I'm open to being surprised, but I really don't want to spend all afternoon there. I got a couple things I want to get in and get out.
Exactly. So the same thing is with your finances. When you first sit down and you want to figure out that you need to accumulate or acquire a certain amount of wealth, the first thing you have to do is find out where you are. And that's where your financial statements come in. You need to understand what is your current income and your current expenses. Where are you? And you also need to take a look at...
So many of us, maybe me included, don't really know. We think we know, but we really don't know all that what it takes for us to survive every week. We just somehow do it.
So we procrastinate through just by default because we don't know where we are. So because we don't know where we are, we're constantly spinning off course, and we really don't realize it because you don't have a goal. So you just wake up and you're someplace, but it took you a while to get there. You just didn't understand that you were on a journey. So what I'm telling people is that find out where you are. Get on track. And then when you start seeing yourself get off track, you can immediately make that correction. But if you don't know your starting point and you don't know where your destination, you're not going to know that you're off track.
So how do you find your starting point? Do you have to bring in somebody from the outside who can dispassionately look at it? What you need and what you don't need? We had this debate on another show. What's your guilty pleasure? What's the one luxury you can't do without? Well, I can't give up my coffees. I can give up everything else, but I can't give up, or whatever it is, right?
Right.
And yet when you're forced to, you find out what your real expenses are, what you can't live without and what you can. And that really sets your bottom line from there. But whether it's a big business like, you know, giant corporations or ordinary people, we lose sight of that. In the good times, we spend more than we should, and we don't worry about the bottom line. And then the tough times suddenly force us to correct and to get conservative.
Well, Paul, I tell you, I've created a system to solve that problem because I'm a problem solver.
Yeah, you really are. You're always approaching it so dispassionately. It's just a problem. I want to. Where am I at? Where do I want to go? How do I get there?
Right. So on my website at TyroneFrench.com. You go to my website, and there's calculators right at my site. And basically, you're going to access it through what's called client services.
Okay.
Now, I set up a coaching program, a financial coaching program. You can go directly to my website.
I've never heard of that. Are there a million people that want to get in my living room and try and sell me something? There are a million people that want me to hand me my money, or if I had more, people who want me to hand me the checkbook, and they'll manage it for me here. But I don't hear anybody that wants to work with me like my fitness trainer to get bigger, stronger, faster, better.
Well, think about this. If you need a pair of shoes, and you know you need a pair of shoes, no one has to sell you a pair of shoes. They just have to show up.
Just to show up with some shoes.
They just have to show up. What? And problem solved.
It's a funny story. I'll just tell you real quick. Okay. Years and years ago, when I was a kid, my first job out of college was selling copiers. What a miserable job. Every day I have to get in my little car, and I'd have this when copiers were huge. This is the 80s, right?
Right.
And you'd load up this foldable cart. You'd pull it out of your station wagon, then set up this giant copier, and you would go to an office tower, and you'd walk up and down, knocking at the door. Copiers, copiers, who wants a copier? Horrible. Nobody wanted a copier. Get out of here, kid. We're busy. We're working. I don't want to look at your stupid copier. And one day I walked into an office, and before I could get out the word, they went, "There's a copier here!"
Exactly.
And it had just exploded, and they had some big... They said, "We'll take it! This one right now!"
Right.
I didn't have to sell anybody.
Problem solved. So if more people would approach a business or selling like that, with that mindset,
it
not only is it a numbers game, but again, you're looking for the people or the individual or the company that have that particular
need.
The need. The need.
You got the need. I got the answer. We just got to find each other.
And you have to go through. I mean, it's a numbers game. You have to go through the no's in order to find the yes. Meaning that you have to find people that are ready, that are really ready to get their affairs in order. You know, and they beat themselves up. And you don't know what their internal dialogue is a daily basis.
Horrible.
But they've been beating themselves up. And then finally, you show up.
You're talking about me, you know.
With
here,
the answer.
You're talking about me, but go ahead.
Right. And they decide, hey, today's the day.
Yeah.
Today is that I burned too many days, you know, and now based on sometimes it's necessity, but they discover or they figure out, they say, okay, today is the day. And sometimes you just happen to be the right person with the right product in the right place.
So we should do a whole show on that, but not today, about motivation. How do you wake up and decide today is the day I'm going to change my life? Today is the day I'm going to make the decision to stop procrastinating, to stop doing something bad and to start doing something positive.
Exactly.
I've been putting it off. I don't know what gets people to that aha, that epiphany, but we've all had it. When I stopped smoking, I stopped drinking, I stopped doing something negative, and I said, today's the day.
Right.
No more.
And everybody that is successful, and when I say success, it's a process.
Yeah.
And you don't measure your success by somebody else. You measure it by your peace of mind and your happiness. Sometimes the outward things that you see is just an external projection of actually what's been going on the inside.
But that's where you need a coach. Even
that's
the greatest athletes in the world, Michael Jordan always said, I couldn't have gotten where I did without a coach. As good as I was, I needed somebody outside of me to show me what I was doing wrong or to show me how to do it better, either way, the negative or the positive.
So this is how the economy is going in the future. People have coaches for other various things, but they never think about having a coach for their finances.
Never.
Their economics.
No, I've never heard of that. We've never had a financial coach in here.
Exactly.
I have somebody who wants to sell me something, or I have somebody who wants to take it over and run it for me, and I'm uncomfortable with both of those things because I don't know what I need. I don't know if what you're selling is good or bad, and I sure as hell don't want to just hand it to somebody. That's what the rich quite often do, and how many times do we hear them regret it? They hand it over and blindly let someone do it, and then they get ripped off or made bad decisions or whatever, or their financial or their tax implications that they didn't understand and all this stuff. I didn't know.
Right.
Joe was supposed to do it for me. So you're offering something different. I'm going to coach you and help you get better.
And look at it like this. It's just you're teaching people how to fish. Eventually, when first start out, you need that mentor, you need that contact that's going to help to inspire you or motivate you. But once you get to the point where you
or
develop
just teach me how to put the worm on the hook and everything.
But once you get to the point where you develop that habit, it's hard not to do the right thing. I don't care if it's a negative habit and you try to stop, it's hard to stop if it's a right thing.
People have said it takes, I don't know, there's some magic number, 27 days or something to develop a habit or to break a habit. You know, these become ingrained in us, and it isn't until you do it repeatedly over and over again that you can say, I've broken the pattern.
But Paul, I've heard that same analogy, but my experience, when somebody has that burning desire, when they have a passion, when they really want to do it, they don't need 30 days. They just need one day to focus and get themselves together, and then
really
they go into the next day.
A moment, isn't it?
You need a moment.
I used to watch all these religious shows. You know, they're always getting you to, you know, this is the moment you're going to find God here. This is the moment you're going to change your life here. And there are people that suddenly answer that altar call, and suddenly this is the moment, and they can trace it. Or the moment my father always said, he was a heavy chain smoker, and then one day, you know, I came along.
Yes.
And one day he just said, that's it.
Yes.
I quit.
Yes.
Today.
We all
I look at that little kid, today's the day I quit.
We all have that story. But again, there's so much stuff out there, like you said, the 30 days, the 27 days, the three. No.
The 12 habits for this or something.
We know what we need to do and why we need to do it. We have to get to the point where we overcome that fear of humiliation and that fear of the unknown as far as
doing the wrong thing.
Doing the wrong thing, fear of loss.
Right.
So again, I've solved that problem by having a website.
Okay.
And at that website,
give us the website again.
You go to TyroneFrench.com, or you're going to go to financialcoaching.us.
And of course, this must cost a lot of money to be there or something.
Well, I tell you what, I solved that problem as well.
Here's
the thing. People will spend $10 on coffee a day.
Easily.
Easily. I set it up to where
can't go without my
for
coffee.
An individual is $9.95 a month to have a financial coach that's going to guide you. That's 33.
And what do you get for the $9.95? I don't want to do a whole commercial on this, but what do you get for the $9.95 here?
Well, everybody has financial issues. So what's happening right now is people are inundated with a lot of debt.
Yeah.
Student loan debt, credit card debt.
Huge. Debt's at an all-time high, I just read here. Corporate debt, student loan debt has tripled in the last decade. It's now $1.5 trillion or something.
Right. So having that money going into their retirement plan, they're feeding all these corporations, all these businesses that they owe money to. And that money is compounding.
Oh.
And so it's not going to go away. So you have to attack people.
Credit cards have gone up to like 18-20%. How do you ever get out of that debt?
Actually more like 29-35%.
Oh, am I really? I'm out of it. So if you owe somebody 30%, that's like the mafia. That's like the VIG or something here. It's just you're in a never-ending cycle of accumulated interest.
So you're working for everyone else except yourself. And that's the new norm. And people have accepted that. So again, I set up a program. $9.95.
A way to close the wealth gap.
It's a way to close the wealth. It's a path.
But out of this, what do you get? So you get to call you so many times? Do you get just access to a database like this, of podcasts or people or other things? Do you get just info, or do you get one-on-one coaching? Do you get real interaction with Tyrone? What do you get?
You're getting all of that. Matter of fact, the first thing that you're going to do is you're going to sign up for my app. It's TyroneFrench.app. You're going to have my business in the palm of your hand. So it's like having a doctor on call that all you do is punch a button, and you have access. You have a literal contact with somebody that's going to solve that problem.
Little thing growing here. Take a look at it. What does
exactly
this look like here? Yeah.
So again, you're going to have access as far as me, text messages, websites, phone calls. I'm going to send you informational videos.
It can't be unlimited. I can't call you 24/7 every day in and day out here.
Here's the beauty of it, Paul. What happens is when you begin to work on a problem, you focus on that problem. And so now it's like you may have 20 things that you have to address, but the only thing that the mind focuses on one thing at
a
time.
Yeah, clearly.
So once you begin to tackle that problem, you begin to solve that problem, it's like, let's say if I have...
I guess it's sort of like the gym. I mean, they sell 10,000 memberships, but only 100 people can show up because they know that not everybody's going to show up at the same
moment. Everybody's not going to show up
at
the same time.
Right.
So insurance companies do the same thing. You may have a life insurance policy, and you're paying your $25 a month for your life insurance.
And they're going to give you 10 grand someday or 50.
And they have millions of people paying $25 a month, but everybody is not dying at the same time.
Right.
Everybody's not going to the hospital at the same time.
So everybody's not calling Tyrone at the same time.
Nobody's doing it.
And you're paying $10, and it might be a month you call nothing. You don't need anything. But when you need it, it's an insurance that you've got somebody there. So many of these things, like protection plans. I was looking one for my computer. Do you want to pay $10 a month? I guess I just signed up for it here. Just for the opportunity, if something goes bad, you get a virus on your computer, you can call somebody.
But imagine you're
so I'm going to pay that out as an insurance. I may never call them on it, but when I need it, am I glad that I've paid the $10 a month for that opportunity to instantly get an answer?
Exactly. Nobody wants to pay for the car insurance until they have the accident.
Yeah.
But here's the beautiful thing. In the interim, between having that car insurance and having an accident, you have access to a database where you're educating yourself. You're getting the videos
it's not just a pay for the potential to access you when you need to. In the meantime, you've got an exclusive database of information, not just your information, but the information you're collecting from your community of other thought leaders and
exactly
advisors and stuff.
And it's web-based. So that's where the 24-hour contact comes in. You may not contact me at 3 o'clock in the morning, but let's say if you have a question about reverse mortgages. You go online, you tap my app, or you go online at TyroneFrench.com, and there's a video right there that's going to explain the process of a reverse mortgage. So during the morning, when you've taken down your notes, you text message me, you email me, or you call me, and we go through that process.
And you know, we were talking about this earlier. You know, you all are in a hard business. Everybody who's an advisor to somebody, whether it's legal or financial or, I don't care, any kind of advisor out there today, I don't instantly call up an expert until I've checked it out. I won't call an electrician until I go online and look at some video and see if I can do it myself, or at least understand better. I don't take my car anymore and say, just fix it. I try and go, we all feel because we have the opportunity, we all feel the need to somehow educate ourselves first. And then I can trust that the mechanic is doing the right job. I can trust it. I may not really know what I'm doing, but I feel like I got to go through and do some due diligence. And this is one way I can do that, so that I ask intelligent questions.
Exactly.
And so I get better results.
You begin to learn the language.
Yeah.
You learn the language. You become more comfortable with based on what the person is telling you.
So you're now giving me access to this database of information. I can go on the internet and just aimlessly search myself. But you've taken that effort out of, you've collected the ideas and the information and the articles. You've gone out and interviewed people like through this show and collected a knowledge base that I can tap into.
And put it right there. And it saves you time. It saves you money. It saves you headaches.
Well, I didn't know we were going to do a whole ad for your app here, but I'm fascinated with the idea of what you're doing. I'm fascinated with the idea of being a financial coach. Yes, I know you sell stuff. If I buy an insurance policy or something, you're going to get a commission off of some of the stuff here. But you're not just walking in saying, buy this, buy this, buy this. So I've had that experience with stockbrokers. You know, we all went through the great explosion, the great recession, and I started finding out that the big brokerage houses weren't selling me something because they really thought it was good for me. It was good for them.
Right.
You know, they were getting a spiff. They were getting a quota to sell this crazy stock to me. So too often, I think, of financial people in that sense. They're not doing what's in my best interest. They're doing what's in best. Better sell that stock so I can make another commission. Better buy this so I can get a extra bonus this month here.
But Paul, what you're saying understand, is, when you truly
a
understand
coach has a
what
different
you're
mentality
doing, it has a different mentality because now you understand why you're putting certain things in place. Why do I need this? How does it fit into my overall plan?
Right.
Like estate planning, a lot of times people don't understand, why do I need a living trust? Why would I need this trust if I have two people on my deed?
Right.
But they're not really thinking about
it. Or I don't have that much money.
But let's say if they ended up in a serious car accident, now they're being fed out of a tube.
Yeah.
That trust is set up to where now you've established your conservator who's going to take care of you.
And giving them some instructions.
Right. So it's just once you begin to understand this process, once you get on that path, the path to wealth, and you start educating yourself, like I said, you begin to understand what you need and what you don't need.
Well, what you've done is opened my mind to a different way of working with financial professionals like yourself here, where they're a coach that I pay some sort of small retainer, $10 a month, to have access to them and to the information that they're constantly collecting, and where, yes, they can still sell me something, but their primary purpose is their to coach me, and they're being compensated to coach me, like my trainer at the gym. They're there to help me improve and get better. How can I help you this month here? You're buying a certain amount of access and time to them. In this case, because it's done over the internet, it's an insignificant cost. But if you collect enough of these and you got enough people doing this, you're advising a lot of ordinary people.
Well, that's the key. The rate you have to get to, well, for me personally,
right,
my moment came to whereas I can advise a lot of wealthy people.
One-on-one.
But the percentage of those people, we're talking about 5%. What about the other 95% don't have access to this information?
Nobody's interested in them.
They're not interested because it's not cost effective.
Right.
It's not, you know, why would I work on $1,000 deal when I can take the same amount of time and create $100,000.
Exactly.
So
we all get left behind because we're not worth enough. We individually, but if you collect us as a group, and we all, of course, don't need advice all the time, but when we do, we want to have somebody we can trust who's in our corner, who's an advisor to us, who's a consultant to us, who's a paid coach for us. I'm paying them to help me improve.
Right. So the way people need to look at it, Paul, is you're compensating somebody to take out all of that waste, which is time. All that time that you've been wasting.
Time, right.
Right.
Trying to search around and figure it out myself.
Trying to figure out yourself when again it's easier to put it off. Whereas if you have a coach, and it's like I said, starting out
and
with
to hold you accountable. Coach
hold
is
you
real.
Accountable.
You know, when I show up at the gym, it's like, oh, geez, I didn't do that. They're going to make me do those reps that I don't want to do. They're going to make me go through that routine that I don't feel like doing today here. And it's or we had a lot of people come in business coaches, and it's not just giving you ideas and advice. It's holding you. It's helping you create a plan and holding you accountable. Did you do it? Oh, sorry, I didn't do it this week.
But
well,
here's the
why?
Thing. before the coach even comes on the scene, you're going to know that you didn't do it.
Yeah.
And you're putting pressure on yourself to say, hey, look, I got to get busy. And so you begin to wonder, what's holding me back?
I'm paying this coach, and I'm going to go see him, and I didn't do what he asked me to do here. I've got to get with it. It sounds silly. It sounds like we're all little kids that need some accountability, but we do. Otherwise, we put this stuff off forever here.
So here's the thing. I tell everybody, you have to start out with those financial statements, income, expense, assets, and liabilities. Find out where you are. And I made it so simple. You can actually get that information at my website, TyroneFrench.com. You copy it, meaning that you save it on your file. You save it, and then when you approach me, you just send me an email. I take a look at it and say, hey, okay, based on where you are right now, these are some of the things that you can do right now to strengthen your financial position.
Things you might want to do before the tax year ends. Things you might want to do to protect your long-term future. Things you could do to put some stuff aside. How can I put stuff aside? I don't have any money. Well, maybe you could give up this. Maybe you could do this. It's coaching.
How do I create wealth? That's the question.
Not
how
just
do
riches,
I get,
but wealth.
But how do I get to a point to where, as if I stop working, my income will not stop? Because there's one thing that you can guarantee. If your income stops, I can guarantee you your expenses are going to keep going.
Yeah. And that's really the ultimate for my generation, the aging baby boomers. That's our biggest fear. We're not sure about Social Security. We're not secure about Social Security, or whether that it was supposed to be a supplement, not everything we live on. We didn't set any money aside in our life. We live for the moment. We don't have defined pensions and benefits like the generation before us did. We're going to live longer with less certainty of how we're going to do that, we're going to pay for it.
Yes. So all I'm saying is that, Paul, there's help on the way. You go to financialcoaching.us, financialcoaching.us, or TyroneFrench.com, or TyroneFrench.app, and plug into this system. And what happens, the beautiful thing about it, is you begin to model that success, and you become attractive, and people begin to want to do what you're doing.
Well, and again, I don't want this just to be an ad. The purpose of today's show is we just sort of freewheeled it again here, this special edition, as we close in on the holidays and closing the wealth gap here. But it is worthwhile talking about. You get a different model. That's partly what motivates you to do this show and to create this content, not just to advertise that model, but to accumulate the content and create a library of content as you bring in other experts and pick their brains on behalf of all of us. Fascinating idea. We hope people will keep tuning in to get more of not your different approach to financial, being a financial advisor, to being a coach. And as we listen to the accumulated knowledge that you bring forth free here through this podcast and later through your community that you're building here.
People have to become their own wealth managers. Yeah. Stop saying, I have a wealth manager, and become your own wealth
manager.
That's
the truth. You know, and I don't want to learn how to do all this stuff. I want somebody else just to do it for me, and yet I'm afraid to do that too. So yes, take charge of your own life. Become your own financial advisor. Start to do some research and have somebody help focus it so you're not just flopping around. Tune into shows like this. Check out services like Tyrone is offering, and become involved in it. Take control of your life. All right, and more. That's what we're going to try and do each and every week here. It's a lofty goal, but we're already off to a good start. Look forward to the coming year we continue to close the wealth gap right here on Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.